Shaping Tasmania, a journey in 100 objects. Here's 936 ABC Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania's weekend's presenter, Chris Wisby, with object number 46, Skull of Zygomaturus triblibus.
During the Pleistocene, 2.5 million to nearly 12,000 years ago, many species of mammal, birds and reptiles worldwide evolved to be very large. An Australian megafauna species, Zygomaturus trilobus, a relative of today's wombats, was one of the largest marsupials to have ever existed. It would have weighed up to 500 kilos. Its name derives from its prominent cheekbones, its zygoma, and its skull structure also suggests that it had a three-lobed nose and possibly a short trunk. Since its bones have only ever been found in former swamp forests, it may have been semi-aquatic, such as a hippopotamus, scooping vegetation into its mouth with shovel-like incisors. Zygomaturus trilobus belonged to the now-extinct family Diprotridontiae, which in turn falls within the infraorder Vombatomorphia, a group also including wombats and marsupial lions. The Diprotodontids were gigantic, lumbering herbivores and the largest of all marsupials. Diprotodon optatum, the rhinoceros wombat, was the heaviest species, at over 2 tons, and may be the animal behind the bunyip of Aboriginal legends. A complete skeleton of trilobus was discovered by Mr. E.C. Lovell in early 1920, while draining his selection at Mowbray Swamp, now called Mellor, 3 miles west of Smithton. Mr. Lovell was no stranger to the remains of megafauna, having found another almost complete skeleton of Z. trilobus in the swamp 10 years earlier. The 1920 skeleton was carefully excavated under the expert supervision of Mr. Hubert Hedley Scott, the then curator of the Queen Victoria Museum in Launceston. He proclaimed that the skeleton and the very perfect skull, while stained brown by the tannic waters of the swamp, were well preserved by the prevailing anaerobic conditions. After excavation, the skeleton was acquired by Mr. Kenneth M. Harrison of Smithton, the district surveyor and a well-known megafauna collector for the Queen Victoria and Tasmanian museums. Mr. Harrison presented the skeleton to the Tasmanian Museum late in 1920, in time for exhibition at the Science Congress held in Hobart in December of that year. Mr. Scott and Mr. Clive Lord, the curator of the Tasmanian Museum, formally described the specimen in a Royal Society of Tasmania paper published in 1920.
Shaping Tasmania, a journey in 100 objects, presented by the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery and ABC Local Radio.